to being able to celebrate beautiful Shabbos, the beginning of the fourth book of the Torah, as we spoke about in a different video. We'll also have the privilege this coming Matzah Shabbos, Saturday night, Sunday, and Monday to celebrate the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And Shavuos, although at first glance is a pretty straightforward Yom Tov, we're celebrating the reception of the Torah. We're celebrating the fact that Hashem gave us, the Torah gave us the most incredible gift of Torah at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, thousands of years ago. And that's that giving of the Torah was not just conveying to us a system of laws, a system of do's and don'ts, but that giving to us of the Torah was the way Hashem created a formal relationship with us. In fact, the Medrash says so beautifully that Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Torah as his daughter. And so the Medrash gives a mashal, the Medrash gives a parable of a king, a mighty king who had one child. He had a daughter, and this daughter was the apple of his eye. And as she grew up, the king showered affection upon her, presence upon her. She literally was the center of his universe. Well, this young girl becomes a young woman, and it's time to find a husband, time to find a proper, suitable bashert. And again, young man after young man comes through the king's doors. This one's not good enough. This one's not good enough. This one the king liked, his daughter didn't like. But finally, a nice young man comes along who the king likes, whom I guess more importantly, his daughter likes. And they set the date for the wedding. Day of the wedding comes. Festivities are underway. So much activity, all different kinds of dishes being prepared. The halls are all decked out, decorated beautifully. The Kala is getting ready in her dress. And the king calls his future son-in-law over. Excuse me, you mind if we just have a word together before the wedding? The son-in-law says, future son-in-law says, of course, probably getting a little bit nervous. His father-in-law says, no, don't worry. Don't worry, I know I'm the king, but don't get nervous. I just want to tell you something. See, you know, you're about to marry my daughter. And my daughter is the most important thing in the world to me. And I love her more than anything. And I'm going to be honest. To go ahead and give her away to you in marriage is very difficult for me. So I was thinking about what my options are. To tell you and my daughter, the chassan and kala, that you have to come live with me, that's not right. Meaning you're entitled, you're a young couple, you're entitled to go out on your own. To tell you, chassan and kala, my daughter and son-in-law, that I'm going to come live with you, so that's not such a good idea either, right? And I know you're a young couple, you need your space. So the king looks at his son-in-law and he says, I have simply one request. Promise me that wherever you go and wherever you live, you'll always have a guest room for me. That way, whenever I want to visit, whenever I want to see my daughter, and of course you, I'll have a place to stay. If I know that I have a place in your home, then that allows me ultimately to part with my beautiful daughter. And the Medrash writes that the message for us is so powerful. The king, of course, is Hashem. The chassan, the groom, is us, Klal Yisrael. The daughter, the bride, is Torah. Hashem says to us, my dear chassan, my dear son-in-law, who I love like a son, I'm about to give you my daughter, Torah. Torah spent all of these years up here with me in the celestial sphere, up here in Shamayim. And it's very difficult for me to part with her. To tell you, my son-in-law, my chassan, Klal Yisrael, to come live in the heavens, that's not possible. That I, Hashem, should come down and literally live with you, that's not so possible either. But here's what I ask. Wherever you go in life with my daughter, wherever you go in life with Torah, make room in your home for me. Just make sure that you build a home, that you build a life that allows me to come and visit, that allows me to come and spend time with you, that allows me to be together with you. This, my dear friends, is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We celebrate the fact that Hashem loves us so much that he gave us that which is most precious to him. He gave us his Torah. He gave us his daughter. You know, you only give a gift to someone if you love them and if you trust them. You only give a gift to someone if you feel that they know what to do with that particular gift. When Hashem gave us the Torah, He was telling us, Klal Yisrael, I believe in you. I love you. I know that you could observe my Torah, listen to my Torah, but most importantly, take care of my Torah. And so, my dear friends, you understand that on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we don't simply celebrate an event that happened thousands of years ago. In fact, there's an interesting custom. The custom is that on the first morning of Shavuos, when we read the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments, we all stand up. Now, during the rest of the year, so there's a difference of opinion among the commentaries if you have to stand up for Torah reading. But on Shavuos, by the Ten Commandments, we stand up. Why? So some are tempted to say we stand up because the Shod is so important. But the truth is, all parts of the Torah are important, and there's no such thing as one section of the Torah which is more or less important than another. Every single word, every single letter of our Torah is important. So why do we stand up? Rabbi Soloveitchik explains so beautifully that we stand up in order to recreate Matan Torah. See, thousands of years ago, our ancestors stood at the base of Mount Sinai, of Har Sinai, to receive the Torah. They didn't sit, they didn't lounge, they didn't rest. They stood at attention to receive the Torah from Hashem. We recreate that same exact experience by standing for Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments as well, which tells us that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is not simply a Yom Tov where we celebrate something which happened thousands of years ago, but on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, each of us has the opportunity to re-accept the Torah for ourselves. Sometimes we forget what a privilege it is to be a Jew. Sometimes we forget what a privilege it is to have Hashem's daughter, the Torah, in our lives. Sometimes we forget how special it is to be part of this magnificent nation and to have the wisdom of the Torah guide us in every single step we take. Shavuos is our opportunity as the chassan, as the son-in-law, to reinvigorate our relationship with the kala, with the daughter of Hashem. It is a time to figure out how we could immerse ourselves a bit more, how we could try to learn more, how we could try to observe more, how we can try to do more. But more importantly, it's our opportunity to see how we can try to be just a little bit better. This is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. This is the great gift of this magnificent holiday which stands before us. So let us hope that we will accept the daughter and re-accept the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Torah with open arms, an open heart, and an open soul. May we find the strength to embrace her, to love her, to nurture her, and may we use this Yom Tov of Shavuos to recommit ourselves to our Torah, to recommit ourselves to our learning, to recommit ourselves to our mitzvahs, but most importantly, to recommit ourselves to working on and growing our relationship with Hashem. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a wonderful rest of the week, and a beautiful Yom Tov.